was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld.
It is 8:14 on this Halloween. I like that, Craig. That's a pretty good one. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Ed.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. We have a murder mystery to solve, but we need your help. In studio this morning from the Old Town Hall Theater, North Ridgeville, we have Lenny Putz. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are the producer. You're the guy that's kind of assembling all of the components for a murder mystery. This is different than just doing a production of a play. Tell me what kind of goes into getting a murder mystery together.
It really is. It's kind of groundbreaking for our theater at Old Town Hall. We're trying to reach out to the community and involve the non-traditional theater goers while expanding our base. And basically the difference is that I call it kind of blue-collar theater. It allows that those folks that don't ordinarily go to the theater be involved. It's very interactive. You're actually part of the play. You're going to involve yourselves in conversation. You can observe. You listen to the going on as the evening progresses. And there's clues that abound. It's just a lot of fun.
Now, you're taking – now, we think Old Town Hall Theater. We know the theater right there by the Water Tower in North Ridgeville. But this is taking actually place a little further down the road on Center Ridge at the Bullfrog Cafe, right?
That is correct. This particular event's going to be at Bullfrog Sports Cafe. You're exactly right. It's to the east of the theater on Center Ridge. If you're familiar with North Ridgeville, it's right across from Bulk and Bushel. The address is 33137 Center Ridge Road. It's a wonderful location for the event. As the name suggests, it's a sports cafe, but they have a party room associated with it. And they were wonderful enough to allow us to go and move in for those weekends.
Lenny, when you do a production like this, where it's interactive, are there different challenges for the actors and actresses because they're dealing with the public and things might go off script a bit?
Exactly right, and that's what makes it so much fun. We're blessed to have a great group of talented actors, and for many, if not actually most of them, this is their first entree into the murder mystery dinner theater format. The difference is primarily that there's a lot of improv. They're actually sitting at tables with our other guests and being interrogated, if you will, by those guests who are trying to find out exactly what is really going on.
This is going on, by the way, November 11th and 12th and 18th and 19th. It'll take place. So there's four opportunities for people to take part in this. Tell me about how this was created. I guess it was written by Eileen Moshe.
Moshe. Yes. Eileen's a very well-known playwright relative to this particular genre of theater, the murder mysteries. She's a native of Kent, Ohio. And while I haven't met her myself, everything I've heard about her is great. And we couldn't ask for a better writer for this particular production, which, by the way, is directed by our own Lisa Carter, who's been with the theater for a number of years now.
So even though there is sort of a audience interaction, there is sort of a play that unfolds in front of the people.
Oh, indeed. There's an actual plot and ongoing story. There's probably during the 2 to 2.5 hours that our guests will be with us, about an hour of it is more or less a traditional play form.
And then there's the part, how does the audience interact then? How does that usually work?
Well, it actually, when they first arrive, the mystery begins right then. And as they're finding their ways to the table and perhaps enjoying an adult beverage, we will be offering an open bar at this event, which is also different from our normal theater situation. They'll have a chance to interact and be greeted by the actors. The actors are going to be sitting at their tables, talking during the dinner hour. And again, it's so important to reach out and talk to everybody because no one is above suspicion.
Oh.
You have several performances. Will the same resolution be present in every performance, or will it, you know, are there opportunities for different suspects to be the villain?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer I probably am not going to reveal at this time.
So you can go multiple times and see what happens.
You could do that.
Do I need to take a paper and a pencil with me, or is this stuff kind of provided, or how does that usually
work? Yeah, what we do is you're there with a meet and greet, if you will, during the beginning. You're enjoying a nice dinner and your beverages, finishing up with the dessert. We kick into the plot part of the program at that point, where the play will unfold. And it is wise, you're right, to probably bring pencil and paper, although we will be providing some materials. There'll be some written clues handed out at the end of the initial part of the performance, at which time you can get together with your fellow mystery guess and try to determine who the winner will be.
Does it work sometimes well if you come with somebody so that you guys can, you know, it's like a, like you're like a group of people solving it? In other words, you know, if you or your spouse or somebody go, you kind of provide a little insight that, you know,
yeah,
different people have, look at something a different way.
Absolutely, Bruce. And in fact, we often see, groups of four, five, or six join together as teams because more heads are better than one.
Kind of like the Mystery Machine, Scooby-Doo and the game.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
So what is the – and you also ask people to maybe dress a little bit – you say black and white. That's kind of the theme that you're asking them to dress
right.
In,
this,
right?
This particular play is called Murder in Black and White. And one of the things that we ask our guest to do is come dressed in black and white to kind of fit into the whole plot line. And not only do we do that, but each performance we will be awarding a best costume as well as several other prizes for properly or most accurately solving the mystery.
Can you give us a little bit of the plot as far as the time period this is set in, or maybe what we're going to see when we get there?
Yeah, I sure can. It's actually set in today's time. And when I called it blue collar theater, one of the nice aspects to it is the storyline is something that virtually everyone can relate to. Some of the characters include a nun, a kindergarten teacher, a personal escort, and we'll just leave it at that, also a waitress. And, of course, we have our traditional cop. There is a host as well. And an interesting element is it's a mystery, right? Got to have a butler.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Again, it's North Ridgeville Old Town Hall Theater, a murder mystery dinner theater coming up at the Bullfrog's Sports Cafe on Center Ridge Road, right across from Bulk and Bushel, next to Kitty College, for those folks who used to drop off their young ones there.
That is true.
Location there as well. Again, November 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th. If people want to get the tickets, because this is a pre-sale event, they need to have sort of the tickets ahead of time, how do they go about doing that?
Well, the way to do that is dial 440-865-8700, and that's our director, Lisa Carter. She'll take your ticket order, get you all set up with the evening that fits best into your plans, and you are on your way. And again, that number is 440-865-8700.
That's right. And tickets are $36 each.
$36.
All benefiting the work of the Old Town Hall Theater in North Ridgeville.
Absolutely.
Well, we thanks Lenny Putz for coming in this morning, talking all about the big event. Again, this is coming up November 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th.
And thank you, Bruce and Craig, and of course, WEOL.